Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, theastrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And on tonight's show, I'm dedicating it to all you Geminis out there. So this show is for Gemini, the sign of the twins, the third sign of the zodiac. And the reason that this show is dedicated to all you Geminis is because the sun moved into Gemini on Sunday the 20th, where it will be until June 21st. So every month I dedicate a show to the sign the sun is moving in that week. So this week it's Gemini, and I'm going to talk about Gemini's ruling planet, its element, and most importantly, its compatibility with the other 12 signs, the other 11 signs of the zodiac. Also in tonight's show, I'm going to talk about some other planetary influences this week. And as I do on every show, at the end of the show, I am going to give you your weekly horoscope. So, all you Geminis out there, the sun is currently in Gemini. So when the sun is in Gemini, as it will be through June 21st, many of us might find that we've got a big boost to our social life. And the reason being is because Gemini is a very sociable sign. It's very social. It likes to connect with other people. It likes information. It's an intellectual air sign. So many of us will be in the mood to connect, and we will have fun meeting fascinating people over the next few weeks. And it's also a good time for opening our minds and seeing the world. So our networking skills will be in top form during this time. So with the sun in Gemini, its mental energy will be high, and our minds could be a little bit scattered with this energy because Gemini gets very distracted. Gemini just has this insatiable curiosity that takes it in all sorts of interesting directions. So when the sun is in Gemini, it's like we're all being influenced by this energy where it's like we'll get bored fast. So we've got to have a lot of things that are going to be holding our attention. So if you are lucky enough to have a Gemini in your life, you will know what I am talking about. So this will be a good time period over the next few weeks with the sun in Gemini to sign up for a class, surf the internet, start reading. You know, if you haven't read a book in a while, this will be the time to do it. Maybe catch up on your magazines. It's like we're going to have an urge to learn new things during this time. So what's important when the sun is in Gemini is variety and not doing the same thing over and over again. Yes, of course, we do have Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, which is very much about focus and thinking through things right to the very end. But with just this influence of the sun in Gemini, many of us will get bored, especially if you're an air sign, and that's Gemini, Libra, or Aquarius, or a fire sign, Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. This is a period where it's good to sort of explore the variety of interests you may have. So it's also a good time to meet lots of people. Networking skills are on high form. But on the flip side, you know, our moods could shift quite quickly from one moment to the next because Gemini, being a mutable air sign, gets bored fast. And also the symbol of Gemini is the twins. So each of the zodiac signs has a symbol. And it's interesting because there's a lot of characteristics that go into each of the signs according to their icon or their symbol. So with Gemini, it's represented by the twins, which means that many times Geminis can change their mind so fast. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, every sign or every influence has positive attributes and not so positive attributes. So with the sign of the twins, it's like being of two minds about something, struggling to come to a decision. And sometimes I've heard Geminis being called two-faced. So in other words, it's like if you think about the symbol of the sign, that's a giveaway to some of the characteristics of each of the signs. So it's like during this time when the sun in Gemini, it's going to be a lot easier to see multiple points of view and seeing a situation from every angle. So it could be hard to make up our mind during this time when the sun is in Gemini. Also, many of us might have the gift of the gab because Gemini, such a curious sign. It's like, as I said, it's insatiably curious. So the gift of the gab, you know, it's an air sign. Air signs are notorious for being very vocal, very verbal. So it's like many of us will have the gift of the gab with this influence. So it is an auspicious time for making a sales pitch or marketing your talents. Any sort of writing, editing, public speaking and teaching are especially favourable at this time. So it's a good time to improve communication with anybody in your life or get your message out there. Yes, and that goes for social media as well. So, as I said, Gemini, this show is dedicated to all you twins out there. Anybody born under the sign of Gemini, this show is for you. And I'm also going to be talking about Gemini compatibility and what aspects the Gemini sun will be making to the other planets during the next few weeks. So Gemini is the third sign of the zodiac, and it is symbolized by the twins. So Gemini is known to be mischievous sometimes, and a little bit of a trickster. And the thing is, it's like Gemini, if you know any Geminis, you might know that Gemini has the energy of two people. And so what that means is Gemini is represented by the twins. There's two of them. So it's like double the trouble or double the fun. And so Gemini typically have diverse interests and are very curious, witty, funny, clever. They know a little about a lot, and never a dull moment with a Gemini. Now, Gemini is a mutable air sign. It's ruled by Mercury, which is the planet of communication. So Gemini is all about communication and the intellect. And, you know, a Gemini's best friend is someone who will stay up late with them discussing everything under the sun. Gemini gets bored really fast. They're very quick-witted. They're highly observant. They don't miss very much. They have an agile sense of humor. And definitely a real need for freedom, and that's on every level, intellectual, romantic and otherwise. Geminis are a lot of fun. They like to have a good time, they like to connect with a lot of people. They can be considered flirtatious. So if you are romantically involved with the Gemini, you probably understand what I'm saying. But people, other sides might consider it flirtation. But Gemini just wants to connect with people on an intellectual level. They want to absorb the information in everybody's brain so they can continue their quest for knowing a little about a lot of things. They have a wide variety of interests. And as I said, this sign gets bored fast. But they're very good at intellectualizing their feelings. They're not very sentimental. And sometimes emotional displays might be a bit of a turn off for Gemini. And this is also anybody that has any planets in Gemini. And if you don't know where your planets were at the time of your birth, if you've never had your natal chart done, go to my website, theastrologer.com, and then look for chart wheel under the astrology menu, and put in your birth information, and you can get a free chart wheel, which will also list where all the planets were and in what signs at the time you were born. And you might have, if your sun sign is not Gemini, you may have other planets in Gemini, especially if you're a Taurus, the sign before Gemini, or a Cancer. You might have other inner planets such as the Moon, Mercury, or Venus in Gemini, because the inner planets are never too far away from the sun, and many of us have the inner planets in the sign before or after our own sun sign. So Gemini, back to Gemini. Geminis, they can be very fickle, as I said, you know, and there's two of them. So they can be indecisive, you know, trying to make up. Gemini, it might be hard to make up your mind sometimes because you can see all sides of the situation. You know, and you have so many divergent interests and urges that you may not know which one to follow first because everything just seems so interesting. And as I said, you know, other signs don't always understand Gemini. Gemini can be taken as wishy-washy, changing your mind with zero notice. But really, Gemini is a really exciting sign, very exciting. And as I said, never a dull moment with a Gemini. Gemini has the well-deserved reputation of life of the party. So Gemini is also connected to the third house. The third house is about short trips, teaching and learning, or really learning, and siblings, cousins, neighbours, communication, how we communicate, and what is the best form of communication for each of us. So Gemini is very, as I said, very intellectual, very clever, very witty. So a good place for Gemini would be a bookstore, even a theatre, or anywhere that really engages the mind. Geminis make great writers, journalists, and even photographers. So they're all forms of communication. And as I said, Gemini's ruling planet is Mercury. Mercury is the messenger of the gods. So in mythology, ancient Greek and Roman mythology, Mercury was messenger of the gods. Mercury is the planet closest to the sun, and that's why the mythology of messenger of the gods comes about, Mercury being so close to the sun. So if you think about Mercury, and of course I will cover the dreaded Mercury retrograde in a moment, and no, it is not Mercury retrograde. I'm only simply talking about the connections to Gemini. So Gemini's ruling planet is Mercury. So if you think about it, they're all different types of communicators in the world, you know, strong silent types, or people that are just chatty and witty, people that just could carry on a conversation with just about anyone with zero notice. So Mercury is the planet that rules communication. And so Gemini is connected to Mercury. Mercury is the ruler of Gemini. It's also the ruler of Virgo. All the signs have a planetary ruler. So Mercury rules communication. It rules our thought processes, our logic or even lack thereof, our intellectual ideas, and the way we get those across into the world. Now, Mercury retrograde, it seems like everybody's sort of lives in fear of Mercury retrograde. And that means that Mercury, like the other planets, appears to be traveling backwards in its path around the sun. But technically, the planets do not move backwards. They just slow down where they appear to be moving backwards. So when Mercury turns retrograde, if you think about the keywords here, Mercury is about communication, the planet moving backwards, well, the energy of the planet moves backwards. So sometimes when Mercury is retrograde three times a year, Virgo and Gemini, the two signs that it rules, sometimes can get a lot more affected than the other signs because their ruling planet is retrograde. So Mercury, the ruler of Gemini, as I said, has been considered messenger of the gods. And just a bit of technical information for all you geeks out there. The cycle of Mercury is just a mere 88 days. It's the closest planet to the sun. So if you think about it, this little planet Mercury, it's zipping around the sun really fast. It is the fastest moving planet. Okay, the moon, but technically the moon's not a planet, we know that. So as a planet, Mercury is the fastest moving planet. So if you think about the characteristics of that and apply that to Gemini, because Mercury is the planetary ruler of Gemini, so Mercury is zipping around the sun really fast in 88 days and there its one-year cycle is done. And that's because Mercury is never more than 28 degrees away from the sun. So that means that your Mercury sign can never be more than one sign before or after your sun sign. Oh, and on that note, we will take a short break, so stay tuned.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. And I'm talking about Gemini on tonight's show. The sun just moved into Gemini, where it will be for the next few weeks. So this show is dedicated to all you Geminis out there. So Gemini is an air sign, and each of the 12 zodiac signs are assigned to one of the four elements, fire, earth, air, and water. So Gemini is an air sign. And if you think about the phrases, one in particular, the winds of change, it's quite applicable to the air signs, and that's Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And it can tell you a lot about the element of air. So, so the air signs, as I said, Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, so that they share qualities. So signs of the same element share certain type of attributes and qualities. The air signs can be lighthearted. There's this mercurial quality, and of course Gemini's planetary ruler is Mercury, which I was just talking about before the break. So the air signs can be, quite a bit of fun because they're so clever and intellectual. On the other side, they can be a little bit indecisive and can change minds pretty quickly or be indecisive, especially Gemini because it's a mutable sign, which I'll cover in just a minute. So if you think about the quality of air, so air signs are very communication focused, they're very intellectual, they're quite smart, they know a lot of things. And I think also air signs, I think like birds in the air, you know, they can take flight quickly and they can dip and swerve in any direction that they feel like, and, you know, they're connected to others and things like that. So people with strong air influence in their birth chart usually tend to think miles ahead of other people. And they're quite expressive. So air signs talk a lot with their hands as well as their mouths. And, you know, some of them could be in a hurry to get their thoughts out into the open. They're always witty and charming, and they're fun to be around, especially Gemini, because Gemini is very very clever and versatile. It's a mutable sign, so it's sort of not in one spot for too long. So Gemini is a mutable sign, as I said. Mutable signs are the most flexible of the zodiac. And so the other mutable signs are Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So it's all about changeability for these signs. But it's sort of like these signs, the mutable signs won't be stuck in one mode of thinking. They're quite flexible. And so being a mutable air sign, Gemini is very intellectually flexible. So it's like... they're willing to see all sides of the situation and can understand from an intellectual point of view a situation. So it's like, Gemini, they get bored fast. So it's like they need constant intellectual stimulation. And that really goes for relationships as well. Gemini, the other air signs, they really need to be engaged intellectually. What else about the mutable signs? Well, they pretty much go with the flow, really. That's a basic universal truth about the air signs and the mutable signs. Next up, I'm going to talk about Gemini compatibility. I get asked, you wouldn't believe how many times a day, about compatibility. And of course, in astrology, compatibility is so much more than just sun sign compatibility. It really takes the date, time, and place of somebody's birth. Then you have a chart or where the planets were at the time someone was born. And then you have another person for compatibility, and you take all their planets and then you see how person A's planets gets on with person B's planets. And that's basically compatibility. And then you have to look at where the planets are now and how they're affecting each individual. And then it just goes and gets more and more complicated. There are just more and more levels. But the good news is, on tonight's show, I am just going to stick with sun sign compatibility, which is what most people know. And it's a great place to start. So Gemini compatibility, I'm going to start with Aries and go all the way through Pisces. So Gemini and Aries, well, the rule in astrology is signs that are two apart are generally compatible. So Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, Gemini is the third sign of the zodiac. Aries is a fire sign, Gemini is an air sign. And I mentioned this very recently about compatibility and what are the steps to understanding compatibility in astrology and signs that are two apart and also element. So Gemini is an air sign, Aries is a fire sign, fire and air are compatible. So that's a great way if you're looking to take the next step beyond the sun signs, look at compatibility, look at the formula for the elements, and then take it from there. So Aries and Gemini, Gemini and Aries, great combination, these two signs. You make great friends, great partners. Aries is quick-blooded, Gemini is quick-minded. You both love constant action, and both of you pretty much willing to try anything once. And it's really the foundation here of this compatibility is friendship. You understand each other, you really support each other, you make great teammates. So any sort of hardship, your friendship will pull you through any difficult times. And, you know, really, the friendship could actually outlast any sort of romantic connection. So it's like, because both of you, it's hard to hold the attention of a Gemini and an Aries. So, but you understand each other. So overall, a good match. Gemini and Taurus. You two are next to each other in the zodiac, and typically signs that are next to each other in the zodiac, you know, there's an okay connection there. And you two can make this work if you have other shared planets in your chart. As I said earlier, if you're a Taurus, you may have planets in either Gemini or Aries. And in Gemini, you might have other planets in Taurus or Cancer. So typically that's what happens. Signs that are one apart, you share other inner planets. So if you're a Gemini and a Taurus, you probably share other inner planets. But you two are very different. Gemini is very, likes to move around a lot, is hard to hold your attention. Taurus is the opposite. Taurus is all about, stable, steady, strong, in it for the long haul. Whereas Gemini, as I said, I think sometimes is like flittering around like a little bird going from flower to flower. So, as I said, signs next to each other in the zodiac, there is strong attraction generally. It's like what are the other planets that really connect you? But basically, Gemini and Taurus are very different. Gemini and Gemini, what a combination. So it's sort of like great minds think alike when lots of twins hook up. So it's sort of like there's sort of four of you putting your heads together when Gemini and Gemini come together. And think about multiple personalities, which definitely keeps things interesting. And, you know, Gemini and Gemini, there's going to be no boredom at all with this match. You're both always on the go, always looking for the next thing. Other signs probably have a hard time keeping up with you, but two Geminis together, you really get each other. And this is not a relationship where you will be expecting to sit at home on the couch. Gemini, you'll be out socializing, talking, and getting into mischief, no doubt. Gemini and Cancer love compatibility, or any sort of compatibility, really. So it's like, again, you're next to each other in the zodiac, you probably share some inner planets, and that's what you have in common. Very different characteristics, very different natures. Cancer is very much a homebody. And Gemini, you love to be out there socializing, and you're only comfortable when you're busy and on the go. So Cancer really does like to hermit. If you think about the symbol of Cancer, it's the crab, and it carries its home around with it on its back. And when it's upset, it will retreat into its shell. So, you know, Cancer wants security, and Gemini craves freedom. So if you can work that piece out, or you might have... you know, moons connecting or whatever else, otherwise, You know, Cancer is someone who feels things, and Gemini is someone who thinks things. So if you can, if you have, yes, again, if you have shared planets, then there is a good connection there. Gemini and Leo, remember the rule, two signs apart. You two make a really great match. Gemini is an air sign. Leo is a fire sign. And Leo really is one of the very few signs that can tolerate Gemini's tricky maverick nature, because Leo is so, it's a fixed sign. And again, you know, air and fire really get on. So a fixed sign can sort of ground Gemini, bring it back down to earth. And, you know, and it's sort of like, so Leo can bring, can ground Gemini, whereas Gemini can provide Leo a lot of fun and excitement. So Leo can have a wonderfully grounding influence on changeable Gemini. And Gemini can provide the thrills that Leo sometimes craves. But you two will impress each other with your wit and energy. This is Leo and Gemini. And so Leo might be a little bit more interested in long-term commitment than Gemini, but overall it's a really great match. Next up we have Gemini and Virgo. Well, at first glance you two seem really different, but when you sort of probe a little bit beneath the surface, you actually do have a lot in common. You're both ruled by the planet Mercury, and so that's what lends your communicative, mercurial, cerebral natures. And you're both mutable signs, so there's another connection there, so you're both flexible and go with the flow. And your connection will definitely be on the cerebral plane. You both tend to run off nervous energy. You always need to both be busy and on the go. But Virgo is a little bit more practical and grounded than Gemini, because Virgo is an earth sign. So it's definitely more grounded, as the earth signs are. And Gemini as an air sign is needs a little bit of grounding. So with the connection of Mercury, it's not a bad match, Gemini and Virgo. So next up we have Gemini and Libra compatibility. And so, of course, the golden rule is that these signs are both air signs. So it's a great match. Anytime you have two signs of the same element, that's a really, really great starting point when it comes to compatibility. So it's a great match when two air signs come together. There's a lot of understanding between you. You're both intellectually minded. So the conversation should be flowing. You know, this connection should never be lost for words. You know, Libra appreciates refinement and beauty and can bring these qualities to Gemini's life. Sometimes Gemini might forget the finer things because it's just so busy on to the next thing. But really, overall, this is a really great match, great friendship, good times. And, you know, Libra is romantic enough for the two of you. So there's nothing here to lose. Next up, we've got Gemini and Scorpio compatibility. So this is interesting. Anytime the signs are 5 or 7 apart in the zodiac, there's a very karmic tie. It's like you two don't have a lot in common, Gemini and Scorpio, really, there's things that you need to work out through each other or with each other. So you have very different natures. Gemini is an air sign. Scorpio is a water sign. And sometimes it might be hard to meet on common ground. But that karmic connection between you, that's the glue. So it's like when you first meet, you may have sensed an immediate and deep attraction to one another. And that's because there's some karma or past life connection between you. Gemini is really light and airy, can be detached. And, you know, Scorpio is the opposite of that. Scorpio, you know, is still deep and intense waters. So it is an interesting combination when Gemini and Scorpio come together. You definitely have a lot to learn from each other. And it's like you've got to work something out. And again, other planets will probably be the glue if this is the relationship that you are in. Next up, we've got Gemini and Sagittarius. and opposites attract. And in astrology, it's like when it's good, it's great, and when it's not, it's not. And that's what happens when signs are opposite each other in the zodiac, like Gemini and Sagittarius. So you're both mutable signs, and you both have fun-loving natures. So when you come together, there's an amazing fun-loving connection. You both have sunny, optimistic natures. And you won't like to waste time doing the mundane. Now, that can either be positive or negative, really, but there's no wallowing around. It's like, just get on with it. Get on with it and let's have a good time and let's move on to the next fun adventure. So Gemini does have that trickster nature. That will appeal to Sagittarius' sense of fun and adventure. Because you both really like having fun and good times and love connecting with others, always up for adventure. And your relationship together is probably characterized by activity, adventure, getting out into the world, you know, and trying new experiences. And so with the two of you on the same team, anything and everything goes. Now, what's not to love about that? Next up, we have Gemini and Capricorn compatibility. And so what you two do have in common is a sense of humour. Capricorn has a dry sense of humour. Gemini has a sense of humour, sometimes dry. And you're both very resourceful. So that's what you'll understand about each other. But really, it's like there's a karmic connection between you. So on the surface, it seems like there's nothing in common. But really, it's like when you probe a bit further, there are things that Gemini and Capricorn need to work out with each other. So Capricorn's all about planning ahead and only taking calculated risks and being really responsible. And Gemini, not so much. On that note, we are going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat?
Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi there and welcome back to The Astrology Show. I am your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox, dedicating tonight's show to all you Geminis out there. Everything on tonight's show is about Gemini. So if you are fortunate enough to have a Gemini in your life, then stay tuned because just before the break, I was talking about Gemini compatibility. And I'm really towards the end of that. I'm up to Gemini and Aquarius. Well, the golden rule of compatibility is if the signs are the same element, that is a great foundation. So Gemini and Aquarius, as well as Libra, are the air signs. So there's a great connection, a great intellectual connection. These two signs share sharp, original intellect and a love of freedom. So you both get each other's need for that sense of freedom. And, you know, not interested in being tied down to a life of routine on that note. Sometimes Gemini and Aquarius can be a little bit unemotional and detached, which will suit you just fine. And your relationship will be unconventional, and communication and experience are the foundation of this bond. And finally, Gemini and Pisces compatibility. You are both mutable signs, which means you like to go with the flow, can be very flexible. But Gemini is a lot less emotional than Pisces. Pisces is very emotional. Gemini is very intellectual. Pisces is a water sign. The water signs are the emotional signs of the zodiac. But you still do have a lot in common because you're both mutable signs. Sometimes you can be indecisive, yet adaptable and flexible. And as changeable as the winds or the currents. And so because of these similarities, you do enjoy an innate understanding of each other's natures. And so, you know, Pisces can follow Gemini's whims with less trouble than the other signs. And Gemini understands Pisces, let's just say, ethereal side. So it's sometimes you might tend toward grand schemes with little practical foundation. But that aside, there is a connection here. And you both get each other's flexible, mutable nature. So the sun is in Gemini, where it will be for the next few weeks. So we can expect all things Gemini with the sun in Gemini. So a lot of socializing and communication and friendships. So the aspects that the sun will be making while it is in Gemini, on May 23rd, the sun will form a trine to Mars. Now this is really great energy. The sun in Gemini will form a trine to Mars in Aquarius. So this will be a time when most of us can accomplish a great deal of work and a huge professional progress. You know, confidence is stronger than usual when the sun trines Mars. They're both in intellectual air signs. So it's like, it's really great because Mars is a planet of action. And when it's in an air sign, it's like we can put our thoughts into action. So assertive action brings, you know, big rewards. So it's a perfect time to sort of kickstart some of those work tasks or personal projects that we've sort of been avoiding. And so things sort of like when the sun trines Mars, as it will do on the 23rd, it's like things almost seem to take care of themselves. So it's like, and our physical prowess is strong in the form of any sort of passion, anything that we're passionate about, inside or outside. It's a great time this week for any sort of sporting or athletic activity. It's like we need to have this outlet. And if you're an air sign, Gemini, Libra and Aquarius, this is a great week for you because there's going to be putting plans into action. It's sort of like there's a can-do energy with the sun forming a trine to Mars. But the thing here is don't take on too much. On June 5th, the sun will form a conjunction to Mercury. So both will be in Gemini. So mental activities of all sorts are favoured in early June. And many of us will be able to express ourselves clearly. And for the most part, you know, we're good listeners as well. So it's a great time for any sort of writing or communicating or journaling or blogging or any sort of correspondence. So yes, very great time, a wonderful time to get your message out there when the sun comes together with Mercury. On June 6th, though, The Sun in Gemini will form a square, challenging aspect to Neptune in Pisces. So that's a little bit of a downer when there was a high from Mercury and the Sun coming together when our minds are firing. But then you've got this pull down of, you know, maybe a vague feeling of dissatisfaction or spiritual angst when the Sun squares Neptune, June 6th. Our energy, our motivation may be lacking, a little bit of a low ebb. And mental tasks might leave us feeling a little bit challenged or confused. But the thing is, it's good for brainstorming, but we've got to just remember to be realistic at this time. And again, that's June 6th, when the Sun forms a square to Neptune. So moving right along, the other planetary influences that we've got going on this week, on Tuesday, Mercury will form a sextile to Neptune. So that's really nice for brainstorming. I was going to say that just before, you know, June 6th when we've got the Sun and Neptune, but it's not really, it's like issues or confusion and we're not being realistic. But with this influence of Mercury, Mercury forming a really, really nice, it's Mercury in Taurus, forming an opportunistic sextile to Neptune in Pisces. And that's happening on Tuesday. So what this means is it's a time that we should be spending on spiritual or creative pursuits, because mental discipline might be a little bit difficult because of the involvement of Neptune. Neptune's nebulous, so it's much better to use this energy towards any sort of brainstorming or creativity. When Mercury forms a sextile to Neptune, many of us will be drawn more to the unseen side of life, and just remember that, you know, not everything is black and white. You know, there are definitely shades of grey, and that's what this energy is about. You know, if we try to keep our feet on the ground at this time, you know, it might be a little bit difficult if we're trying to ground ourselves, because our minds will be wandering. And, you know, be gentle with ourselves, really, because, you know, Mercury in Taurus is a little bit of the slow thinking energy, and then Neptune in Pisces is definitely very spiritual, very ethereal. It's all about, as I said, shades of grey. So then with Mercury forming a sextile to Neptune, you know, a lot of us are more sensitive, we're more dreamy, pay attention to our dreams tonight, this week. Be careful, miscommunication is not so much of a big deal, because with Mercury and Taurus, we're not sort of like running through the tulips, we're thinking very practically and methodically. So it's like, but with communication, just be sure to really make sure the other party understands what you're saying. And, you know, it's definitely, we're not going to have a lot of focus around us. Daydreams, dreamy, as I said, but it's a good use of creativity and imagination, spirituality, any sort of performing arts or any sort of music, creating any type of music is really good under this influence. Also on Tuesday, we've got Mercury again opposing Jupiter. So it's forming a sextile to Neptune, and it's forming an opposition to Jupiter. So Mercury in Taurus will be opposing or opposite Jupiter in Scorpio. And of course, Jupiter is currently retrograde. So this week, you know, again, it's Mercury is being triggered. So our minds are very stimulated this week. But there could be some misdirected nervous energy that we could be feeling high-strung or maybe absent-minded, especially with the involvement of Neptune. Focus could be a real challenge this week with these two influences. And be careful of sort of embellishing stories or enhancing stories. With Mercury opposite Jupiter, it's very much about exaggeration. And this will backfire, because in opposition, when two or more planets are opposed, is all about excess. So it's going to be important just to stick with the facts and try not to exaggerate or be self-righteous. You know, let's not get bent out of shape if someone challenges us. It might be better just to clarify our position We might be a little bit distracted now because of the involvement of Neptune, even though it's a soft aspect from Mercury. So it's like words have power this week, but really try to avoid exaggerating the facts, rein in any sort of arrogance, and don't take offence if others attack us, which may happen when Mercury forms an opposition to Jupiter. On Wednesday, as I mentioned, the Sun trines Mars. So this is great for getting physical stuff done. We've got a lot of energy. We're feeling very assertive. Anything that's been on the back burner is now time to sort of bring it to the front. And we're feeling very passionate at this time as well. So now for your weekly horoscope, if you are an Aries, well, this is this week. This might be a time to forgive yourself for your weaknesses. They're just as much a part of you as your strengths, and you shouldn't be ashamed to be human. So take this compassionate energy and direct it inwards and be kind to yourself. If you are a Taurus, talk to your sweetheart about your shared goals, dreams, and ambitions. Get on the same page regarding your future and your ideals. And resolve any differences in how you feel about these things so that you can move forward as a united front. If you're a Gemini, bring a spiritual element to your everyday work. So whatever you do for a living, do it for the highest good and with as much care and diligence as you can muster this week. Be proud of your work, even if it isn't the career you would have chosen. If you are a Cancer, look beyond your household and your immediate neighbourhood this week. You can be a force for good in the world in terms of the wider society we all live in. So get involved in a cause which moves you and make a difference. If you are a Leo, this is an excellent time for forgiving difficult family members, especially in your extended and more distant family. They cannot help who they are, and they are learning their own lessons on their own path. Focus on your own journey, Leo. If you are a Virgo, get closer to your sweetheart on an intellectual basis this week and discover what makes you best friends. And if you're single, look for a partner who satisfies you intellectually, not just emotionally or physically. Look for a deeper connection. If you are a Libra, and if you're longing for a more meaningful way to make a living, start small. Look into your hobbies and your underused skills. Can you put these to good use and earn some money at the same time? It's a good time to start a side venture. If you're a Scorpio, let artistic hobbies inspire you. Visit a gallery or a show or go to a concert or a gig. Paint, draw, bake, sew, and get messy. Let your inner child out. Through indulging this creative streak, you'll grow as a person and you'll grow in happiness too. If you're a Sagittarius, you would sacrifice anything for your family, but this week's energy reminds you that you must put yourself first sometimes. If you haven't nurtured yourself, you won't be able to nurture others. And who cares for the carer, really, is the question. If you are a Capricorn, you're good at talking the talk, but what about walking the walk? This week, you have the perfect opportunity to put one of your cherished principles into practice. Lead from the front and show others how to bring about change in an ethical way. If you are an Aquarius, extend a helping hand to a colleague who is struggling. You might not get much credit for it professionally speaking, but that's not what this is about. Treat others at work how you would like to be treated. Make it a team effort, which you are so good at doing. And finally, if you are a Pisces, be inspired by escaping into nature. Whatever the weather, time outdoors, preferably in a wilderness, will soothe and settle you while helping your imagination to fly. Get out from your own four walls and explore, Pisces. So there you have it. There is your weekly horoscope as we have just started off in the season of Gemini. So Gemini is the sign of the twins. It's the third sign of the zodiac. It is an intellectual air sign, which means that it needs to be continuously engaged intellectually It's a very cerebral sign. And if you are fortunate enough to have a Gemini in your life, you will know that this sign is the life of the party. Freedom is utmost and paramount to Gemini. And Geminis love to learn new things. They love variety. That is one of their keywords, variety. And they're very good at networking and making friends quite easily. There's a lot of mental energy with Gemini. Sometimes they can be a little bit scattered. They have an insatiable curiosity. And this curiosity leads Gemini into all sorts of interesting directions. Gemini is a very good student, can learn easily, quickly, enjoys taking classes, surfing the internet, maybe an avid reader, magazines as well, and always looking to learn new things. As a mutable sign, Gemini is very flexible, adaptable, and can be changeable, both positive and negative. Because Gemini gets bored very, very easily. The other signs may accuse Gemini of being